John chapter 6, if you have your place, stand with honor reading to God's Word. John chapter 6, we'll begin reading at verse 1. The Bible says, after these things, Jesus went over to the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed Him because they saw His miracles, which He did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there He sat with His disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up His eyes, He saw a great company come unto Him, and He said unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this He said to prove Him, for He Himself knew what He would do. And Philip answered Him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto Him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when He had given thanks, He distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down. And likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, He said unto His disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. And therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth that prophet should come into the world. I want to preach for just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, without trying to be too long, on an insufficient man and all-sufficient Savior. Insufficient man and an all-sufficient Savior. As we look at this and we begin to see God moving in a mighty way, and the Bible says that Jesus came from Galilee and after these things. Now we know that it's been several months since He had done the feeding of the 4,000, and now He's feeding 5,000 men, and that's not counting women and children. Amen? So there's no telling how many people were gathered there unto Himself. But I got to looking at this, and I got to thinking about this, how insufficient men are. I'm not sufficient to meet any need. If it was up to me, I can't take care of myself. I can't supply myself nothing. Everything that we have, everything that we are, comes from God. Amen? Amen? We can't make nothing ourselves. That's like scientists come up and they say, well, you know what? We have the technology now that we can make a man. And they go out in the field and they get them a handful of dirt. But God said, oh, wait a minute. Get your own dirt. Yeah. Amen? They're talking on the news. I was reading an article that said that they've now begun to recreate and actually put in people body parts. They're making them in a lab, and they're building them out of human tissue, growing it, and putting them, transplanting them into human beings. They're doing that right now. But I don't care how much man tries, how much they advance, man will never be God. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying we are insufficient in ourselves to even meet our own needs. We need God today. We need God tonight to help us in everything that we endeavor to do. Everything that we endeavor to be. If we're going to be anything, praise God, we need God to help us to be that. Where we mess up so many times is our insufficiency as men, praise God, is not to put our trust in the Lord to make us what we need to be. Amen? A lot of times we can be what this and we can be that, but I wonder, is it what we're seeking, desiring to be, pleasing to God? I think we're selling ourselves short too many times. Amen? I think we're selling ourselves short by not seeking the Lord, allowing Him, getting a little bit of counsel, a little bit of advice from God. Amen? That's free. It didn't cost you a thing. Amen? But we see this insufficiency of men. And an all-sufficient Savior. The Bible says there's a great multitude followed Him because they saw the miracles which He did on them when they were diseased. But now notice verse 3. The Bible said Jesus went up into a mountain and there He sat with His disciples. I want you to envision this. Jesus, all these multitudes, been teaching, instructing, and teaching, everywhere He went teaching and instructing. So He goes up in a mountain to party. He's there with all the, and He sits down with His disciples. communicating with them, without a doubt teaching and instructing his disciples. Amen? Maybe answering some questions, passing out little tidbits of wisdom and knowledge. And the Lord looks up over the place, and there's a great multitude of people that's done figured out where he's at. I would to God people today in the hour we live could figure out where Jesus is at. Amen. You say, well, preacher, where's he at? He's the same place he's always been, high and lifted up. Amen. He's the same Savior, praise God, that died on the cross of Calvary and rose up victorious over death and the grave. Amen. It's all the same place he's always been. The Bible says a great multitude came to him. Amen. It was a time. Now, we can get the time pinned down here. So it was a Passover, a feast of the Jews was nigh. Now, Passover Jews is about right around April the 4th. So that would be in the springtime. So you can picture this in your mind. You can see a beautiful spring day. Now, I've been to Israel. I've been on the Mount of I've been all around the Sea of Galilee, Tiberias. I stayed at the hotel at Tiberias and all that stuff. So when I read this, I can see it. Like the old fellow said, been there and done that. Amen. So I can see a beautiful spring day, and over there on the side of the seashore, praise God, the Lord is sitting down there on top of the mount, and these people come up in just a long sweeping plain all the way down to the Sea of Galilee. And the Lord is sitting there with his disciples. He sees this great multitude, and he has compassion on them. If you look over in Mark's account, in Mark chapter 6, verse 34, the Bible said he was moved with compassion on those that came. Amen? I'm glad our Savior tonight is a Savior of compassion. I'm glad we serve a Savior that's compassionate tonight and look down upon men, praise God, with compassion. Amen? As we look down on men, sometimes we're not too compassionate. Amen? Sometimes we're not. We're not as compassionate as we ought to be. But praise God, if good Lord, the God of glory, could be compassionate, we should be able to be compassionate too. Amen. So he looks down on them. We can see him. He looks down, looks across that great multitude. Maybe some of them been following him all day. And he sees them there, just wandering around like sheep without a shepherd. Amen. Can you envision this in your mind? Can you get the picture? Just scattered out, maybe some of them down by the seashore near the water, maybe some of them over there in the rocks, maybe some of them over there on the grass, you know, and just scattered about everywhere. And I believe he looked around on them and he said to Philip, when Jesus had lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, now Jesus lifted up his eyes and he saw them. I wonder what happened to us if we began to lift up our eyes. Book of Luke says that all these things that we see taking place around us, he said, lift up your eyes and look, because he said your day of redemption is nigh. He said we need to be looking up, not looking down. But I'm afraid we get so discouraged and so dysfunctional in our Christian life, praise God, we go around with our head hung down all the time. But I want to say this is the most exciting time for a child of God. We can look at the Word of God. We can see the news and things around us. Praise God. It's an exciting time, praise God, for me and you. We're getting ready to leave out of here. Amen. We need to be getting ready. We need to be excited, praise God, about what's taking place around us. Amen. Be excited, not discouraged. Hey, listen, it ain't like we got it. We're controlling it. The Lord's got it in His hand. God ain't wringing His hands. He knows what's happening. Amen. But insufficient man as we are, we worry and we fret and we wonder. Amen? But God ain't a wonder tonight. So Jesus looks around with compassion. He sees this great multitude. He said, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? Now he asked questions. He asked the question. Now they're in this desert place. They don't have and it's getting late in the day. And he's there with his disciples in And if you look over Mark chapter 6, he says that they told him, said, well, Lord, let's just send them away. Amen? That they can go and find them something. And he looks at Philip and he says, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? He said, where could we get bread, Philip? Amen? Now, I want you to look here. Insufficient man, the first thing he does, begins to compute and do the math and things in his head, and he begins to come up with insufficient funds. I want to say, we're always going to have insufficient funds when it comes to the things of this world. We're never going to have the sufficient funds that we need, amen, to be a child of God and live in this present world and be that God wants us to be all the way up to the time that He takes us out of here. You say, preacher, you mean we're always going to be broke? No, God will take care of us. But amen, but He said here, He said, you know what? In man and his insufficient self has got insufficient funds. We don't have the funds to take care of the things in our life. We can't come up with it because without, hey, it's God that allows us to get out and work and do and praise God to make that living. Amen. And without the help of God, we're insufficient in all that we do. Philip says, Lord, our funds are not sufficient. There's not enough here. But now I got to looking at this and I got to thinking about whenever the Lord began to call His disciples. And Philip was one of those that he come to Philip and said, follow me. You remember that over in John chapter 1 when the Lord was calling His disciples? Over in John chapter 1 verse 43. He said, that day following Jesus would go forth into Galilee and find Philip and saith unto him, follow me. So Jesus found Philip over there. He came seeking to save that was lost. Praise God. And He found Philip. See, that's what Jesus done when He saved you. He came looking for that was lost, praise God, and He found you. Amen. He said Jesus came looking, seeking to save the lost. You can put your name in there. But He said He came sinning. He said, follow me. Told Philip, He said, follow me. John chapter 1, verse 43. He's in verse 44. It says, now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, now listen to this. We have found Him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Amen. So right here in the very beginning when the Lord called Philip, Philip went to the Old Testament. He knew who Jesus was. He knew who the Messiah was. He knew what to look for. Amen. Now can you see this? He knew what to look for in the Messiah. Jesus had been performing these miracles. He had seen Jesus do some mighty acts. But then He comes to a point in His life here, and He has an insufficient, and He tells the Lord, He says, you know what? Even though I do the math and calculate it, He said, we've got insufficient funds. Because He was looking at it from man's perspective. If we look at it through man's perspective, we'll always come up short. But I want to say, praise God, when we trust the Lord, amen, and allow the Lord to be the Lord of our life, praise God, He's always sufficient in everything. He's never lacking of a thing, amen. And he asked, where could we get bread? He said, well, you know, we just don't have the funds to get it, amen. I got to thinking about this. Now, if he went back to 2 Kings, and if he knew his old book, the Old Testament, Philip could have went back to 2 Kings and he could have told you about a fellow named Elisha who went to a little old widow. She said, you know what? He said, she's just all distraught. And he said, what's the matter? And she said, they've come and they've told me that I owe some money. I can't pay it. I don't have nothing to pay it with. And they're going to take my two sons and they're going to take them as servants, praise God, till I can get it paid. The old man of God, he said, well, let me ask you a question. He said, have you anything in the house? He said, well, all I've got is a little cruise of oil. He said, well, I'll tell you what you do. He said, you round up them boys and you send them out all over the neighborhood and the country. And he said, you gather up every pot you can find. Remember the story? Philip would have known this story. He said, gather up all the pots, as many as you can find. And they brought them to house and into the house. And they set them up. Elisha told her, said, I want you to take that cruise of oil and I want you to begin to pour it up. She must have looked at him like he was crazy. Amen. At the man of God's word, she took that cruise of oil and she began to pull it up and she poured down one pot and then two pots and then three pots and then 20 pots and just kept filling the pot and the pot just got full to running over and there's still oil in the cruise. She kept it and she said, give me another bowl, boys. Give me another pot. They said, hey, look, we looked all over the house. There ain't no more. Amen. Said, everything in the house is full, mama. I think you even poured it in my shoe. Elisha said, yeah, I said, you take that oil and you sell it and you pay the debt. Amen. Said, you sell it and you pay your debt and then said, you take it, live on the rest. See, old Philip would have known the story. He'd have known what God could do. He'd know, praise God, them Old Testament saints, how they trust in God. They knew what God was able to perform, that He is still in the performing business. Amen. Still performing miracles. But he said, there's insufficient funds. Amen. He said, we don't have enough money. Done the math. It didn't add up. I tell you, if we begin to do the math on our own life, it won't add up. We'll be so insufficient, praise God, it won't even matter. Huh? But praise God, but God. He's a great big God of glory that's able to meet every need. Amen. So Philip told him, see, that was as the Lord said, we're just insufficient. We ain't got enough money to take care of this. Now, I like verse 6 here, but I'm going to skip it for right now. And Philip answered him and said, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. Amen. Said, they can't even have just a little. So he said, we got insufficient funds even just to give them just a morsel of bread. But not only to have insufficient funds, but to have insufficient food. Amen. He said, it's too little. Even if it had to, we could get it. He said, it'd be too little. It wouldn't amount to nothing. Somebody need to tell him that little's much if God's in it. Amen. God can take a little old nugget, praise God, and He can fill you full to overflowing. Amen. Have you trust in the Lord? But about that time comes along a little old fella named Andrew. You remember Andrew? Oh, Andrew's once always bringing people to Jesus. Amen. Andrew went first, found his brother Simon. You see that back over in chapter 1, 2. Andrew went and found his own brother. Amen. In verse 40, he said, one of the two which heard John speak and follow him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And first he finds his own brother Simon and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. Amen. And said he brought him to Jesus. Amen. So we see Andrew, he's all the time going out and he's finding folks. Amen. He's finding folks and bringing them to Jesus. Boy, that ought to be our job. Amen. We ought to be going out in the world finding people and bringing them to Jesus. You say, how'd I do that? Invite them to the house of God. Invite them down to where they can get help. Invite them where they can get some encouragement. Give them something they can build on, praise God, from the ground up. You know what's happening with the world today? We're trying to start way up here and build. I tell you where we need to start. We need to start way down here. Amen. We need to start at the foot of the cross, praise God, and build our way up from the cross. Amen. But the Bible said, oh, Andrew, he's a people person. I like people, don't you? Amen. Those that's friendly, the Bible said to have a friend, you must show yourself friendly. You say, well, preacher, I ain't got no friends because you ain't very friendly. Amen. You're not one to fix that. And you start out by getting up every day and say, boy, this is a good day. Because a lot of times we just get up with a crummy attitude. Amen? We start out wrong. But we see old Andrew, and he's done went and found somebody, and he brings him to Jesus. Verse 8 said, one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. Amen? So we see old Andrew here, he's a friendly fella. He goes out and he finds this little one. Amen? He found him a friend. You know, it's easy to have a friend when they got food and money, ain't it? Huh? When they got food and money, they have a supply of need. They able to buy you something to eat, may give you something to drink. What a friend we have in them till the money runs out. But old Andrew gets this little boy and he brings him to Jesus. And he said, hey, he's got a 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. Amen? He said, but what is that amongst so many? He said, it's insufficient. Amen. It's insufficient food. So they got insufficient funds. They got insufficient food. So what do they do now? So what do you do? Every time you turn, it seems like it's insufficient. Seems like it's not enough. Does that sound like a story of your life? Amen. Oh, me. Seems like every time you turn around, it's just not enough. He said in verse 9, he said, but what are they among so many? So not only do you have insufficient funds and you got insufficient food, but they got insufficient faith. They didn't have faith, even have the faith to believe that Jesus could. You know what's wrong with us today? We don't have the faith to believe that Jesus can. Amen. Jesus can. There's nothing. The Bible said there's nothing impossible with God. I believe that. You say, well, you're crazy. Well, just leave me alone, praise God, because I've been believing all the way to hell. There's nothing impossible, God. I'm looking for Him to do some magnificent thing, perform some miracles in my life, in my family's life, praise God, and I'm not going to doubt Him one whit.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to believe in faith. But see, man's faith is insufficient. We need to ask God to help our faith. Amen. You say, well, God do that? God does that. Amen. I think that's where we're messing up. We don't ever pray and just say, Lord, help me to have faith to believe. You say, well, preacher, that ain't Bible. Well, it is in mine. Look over in Mark chapter 9. In Mark chapter 9, you remember the story, Jesus was in the Transfiguration. And He come down off the mountains, and there's a big stir and a big great multitude at the foot of the mountain. And He gets down there, and the scribes are questioning some people. And all the people straightway, they beheld Him, and they were, in verse 15, and straightway all the people, when they beheld Him, were greatly amazed, and running to Him, saluted Him. And He asked the scribes, what question you with? And He said, what are you asking these people about? What do you want to know? Amen. Now, not that He didn't already know. He knows everything. Praise the Lord. He said, one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. So this fellow said, Master, said, I brought my son to you. He said, he's a lunatic. He's having problems. Amen. He's full of the devil. Your disciples can't do nothing for him. And Jesus said, answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? He said, how long has he been like this? And his father said, and he said, of a child. He said, since he's a little bitty fella, he's been like this. He said, and oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But I like this right here. He says, but if. Amen. See, I think that's what we do a lot of times. We say, Lord, I want you to save my children, but if they, you know, if they some way, Lord, you can. Why do we put an if in there? We pray in unbelief before we ever get out of our prayer. He said, but if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. That's the way we do. We have insufficient faith. Most men, both boys and girls, have insufficient faith. Our faith is not sufficient. Amen? It don't meet the need. That's what insufficient is, anything that doesn't meet the need. But listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, if you could just believe. Amen? Miss Marlene was having some issues, and she went to the doctor, and they said, it don't look good. And they asked, well, would you pray? Well, I prayed. I said, Lord, if it be your will, God, touch her, praise God, to the healing of her body. I know you can. Amen? I know he's able. She come back with a good report. Said it's precancerous. She's going to go in Monday, have the surgery, and praise the Lord. Amen? God hears and answers prayer. I know He does. He said, if thou canst believe, this is what He says, all things are possible to him that believeth. So where does our insufficient come out? In lack of faith. Our faith needs to be strong, praise God. We need to realize that the Lord we serve, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the Lord of all. The Bible says He said Himself, I have all power in heaven and on earth. Amen? I'm not going to put my trust in some man, praise God, when I can put it in the Lord. Amen? But he had insufficient faith. Now listen to what the father says. Pretty smart man. He said, and straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears. Did you get that? His father, it's got this his child that's possessed by this devil, and it's destroying him and tearing him and convulsing him. And he weeps and he cries and he talks to the Lord. And he said, Lord, I believe. But then notice what he says. Help thou mine unbelief. You know what he's doing right there? Brother, he's praying for stronger faith. Amen. He said, Lord, he said, I believe, I know you. Hey, the reason I'm here today is, praise God, because I heard about you. I've heard what you can do, and I'm here, praise God, to see it for myself. I'm here, Lord. But he said, Lord, if there's any ounce of unbelief in me, he said, Lord, I'm coming before you. I know you are the creator. He said, I know who you are, praise God. And he said, I need you to increase my faith. Amen. Help me to have a strong faith, praise God, to believe. Praise the Lord. To believe that you are who you are and that you can do what you're going to do. Amen. A strong faith. Amen. He asked it all since he was, you know why he got results? He was asking an omnipotent Lord. Amen. An all-powerful Lord. He was asking the one, praise God, that can do anything. He was asking him. He said, I believe. He said, that's why I'm here. But he said, I want you to help. He was praying. He was saying, help my unbelief. He said, make my faith stronger. Amen. Sometimes we need to pray, praise God, that God will help us make our faith stronger in the Lord. We need strong faith in these last days. Amen. So we can stand fast without moving. Because the devil will like no more to zip you out, praise God, and carry you back off in the world and destroy your life. You say, well, the devil can't touch my soul, I'm saved. Yeah, but he can destroy your witness in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. We better watch what we do. We better watch what we say. Amen? He's in straightway the Father. Didn't hesitate. The father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. Amen. Hey, nothing like the devil like better do than kill me and you. But praise God for the hand of God. So that Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And he would come into the house. His disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he told them, because he said, this kind come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Amen. What is that? That's asking God for more faith. Amen. 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 To get to where we need to be with a holy and a righteous God. Amen. He had the faith. He said, help me, help thine mind unbelief. So give me that strong faith. So we see people, we see these fellas with insufficient funds, insufficient food, and insufficient faith coming before an all-sufficient Savior. Amen. Coming to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the only one that could fix this situation. Now notice what takes place here in the Lord. Notice His authority. He said, and then Jesus said, and back in John 6, and verse 10, and Jesus said, make the men sit down. And now I like this part because it said, so the men sat down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. So I think the great comforter, the Lord, was in the house. He told him, he said, fellas, I tell you what, dude. Now notice the authority of the Lord. He said, have the fellas sit down. Get up here. See this nice pretty grass up here? He said, tell the fellas, get their fence and sit down up here in the grass. He said, I want everybody to be as comfortable as they can. That's why God gives us nice padded pews. Amen. He likes to gather in and make us as comfortable as we can. Hey, where we can get in, praise God. Where we can use both them ears, praise God, to focus on the Lord. He said, you have them sit down there in the grass in companies. Amen. Talking about a God of order. 1 Corinthians 14:40, the Bible said He's a God of order. He said, we do everything decent and in order. I'm glad God is a God of order today, man. You know what's wrong with America? We're out of order. We need to get back in order. I mean, it starts with the Lord Jesus Christ. So this man Jesus had them sit down in groups. The number is about 5,000. And the Bible said that Jesus took the loaves. Now notice, he shows his authority. Amen. He said, hey, fellas, they didn't question him. Jesus said to sit down up here on the grass, fellas. Get you in some groups, get your families and the groups of 50 or so, and sit down in the grass. Amen. That way we can see what we need to do, get things out in order here. Amen. When the Lord comes on the scene, praise God, there'll be order, whether we want it or not. One of these days, there's going to be absolute, or he's going to rule with a rod of iron, praise God. There won't be no questioning. No questions asked. Praise the Lord. But the Bible said he sets them down there, and the Bible said Jesus took the loaves. Now this is a man, he was 100% God, and he was 100% man. Amen. That's who Jesus was. 100% God and 100% man. And he done 100% man thing. The Bible said he took those loaves, and when he had given thanks, amen, he took that bread, those loaves, and he gave thanks. But if you look back in Matthew at chapter 14, verse 19, Mark 6, 41, the Bible said he took those loaves and he looked up. Amen. He done a human thing, praise God. He done that me and you need to do, praise God. We need to take all our supplication and we need to look up to where we're going to with them. We need to be realizing, praise God, that everything that we have, praise God, comes from the Lord. Amen. And he took those loaves and he looked up. Done 100%. That's exactly what 100% what a man needs to do. Jesus was 100% example of what a man should be when he took those loaves and he looked up and he gave thanks for that bread. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he distributed. Amen. So not only do we see his authority, but we see the behavior of the Lord. He behaved in a way that was appropriate. Amen. And he took that bread and he raised it up to the Lord and he gave thanks. And then he's distributed to the disciples and distributes to them that were set down. And likewise of the fishes as much as they would. So much for that insufficiency. Amen. So much for the insufficiency. They thought they didn't have the funds, they didn't have the food, they didn't have the faith. But praise God, the Lord had it all the time. Hey, no, because look at verse 6. Told you we'd get back to that one in a minute. He asked him in verse 5, Philip, he said, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? Where can we get bread that this much can eat? And in verse 6, and this he said to prove him. He said, this is a test. He said, for he himself, I like that, for he himself knew what he would do. Amen. So the Lord Jesus Christ, the whole time, he knew what he would do. He would take that. I'm talking about the omnipotent Lord took the bread and he began to multiply that bread. See, I want to say, God ain't a God of of addition. God is a God of multiplication. Amen. He multiplies things, praise God. He's too big for adding. Amen. He began to multiply this bread. Amen. He began to lift. Now the Bible says here that they had five barley loaves and two small fishes. Now five in the Bible is a number of grace, and two is the number of union and a witness. So I can see in my mind's eye. I told you all this to tell you this. We see the Lord. He brought the people up and he set them in the grass in a comfortable place. That's the union. He got them where they need to be. Hey, ain't you glad today that he got you where you need to be, praise God, so that you hear the gospel, so that you can get in?
Amen.
Amen. I'm talking about an all-sufficient Savior to insufficient men. Amen. So we have the people, amen, we have them coming together, and we have the witness, the giving of the gospel, amen, by none other than the Lord Jesus himself. And they looked at him, and they seen him, and they took that bread, and he began to bless it, to ask God to bless it, to lift it up. And then he began to break that bread. Amen. A type of his own body. Amen. Then he done exactly what a man thing would be to do. He took that bread and he broke it off in little pieces, and he began to give a little to one disciple, and he broke off another chunk and give it to another disciple, and he broke off another chunk and he gave it to another disciple. And it's what he was saying. He said, this is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I'm giving it to you, and you take it and you distribute it to this one and this group and that group and this group and that group, praise God, until all are satisfied. Amen. Praise the Lord. 100% man. 100% God. And He done 100% of what me and you ought to be doing. An all-sufficient Savior took and blessed the bread and began to pass it out. Amen. The method of the gospel. Praise God. Till they say, and He said, and the disciples to them that set were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. Amen. In other words, until they were satisfied. Now, wait a minute. They had said, it's too little. Philip said, even if we had that, it's too little. It's not sufficient. But the Lord blessed it and He broke it. And praise God, they was bread in abundance. Amen. He said, as much as they would. And then I like this part here. He said, when they were filled. Now, get this. When they were filled, He said unto His disciples, gather up the fragments. See, that's what He's still doing, that nothing be lost. That's what He's doing today. He's still going out and He's gathering up the fragments so that there's nothing lost. Amen. He would that none should perish, but all would come to repentance. Amen. He's still going out and he's still teaching disciples. He's still saying, it's time to go out and gather up the fragments that nothing be lost. And so they gathered up 12 baskets. And the 4,000, they were big baskets, big enough for a man to get in. The word a basket is a basket, a hand basket. But even after all those 5,000, plus women and children had eaten and were full. Amen. He said, after they was full, He said, they gathered up and said, there was 12 baskets. You know what I did? He said, each one for each disciple, each one of the 12. And He said, there you go, fella. Just keep passing her out. Amen. Amen. Just keep passing out. Pray God, don't stop now. Amen. Amen. He said, how much you got? Amen. Glory to God. I see old Philip. Glory to God. I didn't think there'd be enough, but I got a basket full. I see old Peter said, well, glory, I got a basket full too. And old Dander said, well, glory, I got one full too. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The Lord said, well, look. He said, the fields are white to harvest. He said, I see some others that's coming. He said, just go pice it out. That little body ought to have just a little bit of bread. Amen. An insufficient man. But I tell you today, we've got an all-sufficient Savior. One that's able to meet every need. He showed, not only did He show His authority and His behavior, but He showed His power. The same power that we have through the Lord God, the Lord Jesus Christ, to minister to the souls of men. Where is our source of power? The same source that He had, God the Father, amen. He lifted up to God the Father, and God the Father blesses it. That's the same way He does today. God, the Lord Jesus lifts them up, praise God, and God the Father sends the blessings. Pours them out on purpose. The Son says, Father, we need a little right there. And He said, amen. Just pours out those blessings. Gives that we need. Amen. Man's insufficient. We're insufficient. But God, the Lord Jesus is all sufficient. He's everything that we'll ever need. Amen. But we got to have faith to believe and trust in Him today. He is that source of power that we have. Amen. He gave when He had given thanks, He distributed disciples to them that were set down, and likewise fishes as much as they would. Amen. How much do we have today? How much do you want? How much of the Lord do you have? How much do you want? You can have just as much as you want. Because I'll tell you this evening, God's supply is endless. Amen. It's endless. You can't tap out the supply that God has when you want a relationship with Him. His supply is entering. It's all-sufficient because He's all-sufficient. We have an all-sufficient Savior tonight in the Lord Jesus Christ.